This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Israel Stinson has been in our headlines since his asthma and heart attacks 4 months ago. Doctors at Kaiser declared him brain dead. Before they could turn off his respirator, family spirited him away to a Catholic hospital in Guatemala, where doctors restored full nutrition and found he was not dead. We last reported that Israel was in the U.S. and nearly ready to go home, yet last Thursday a judge allowed Children's Hospital in Los Angeles to turn off the respirator. That happened quickly, and Israel Stinson died. This is Life News Radio. The major story from all the political talk in the race for the presidency relates to how people of faith, or simply how people of conscience, will vote on the life issue in November. The killing of the most innocent cannot be made to be acceptable. But will large numbers of people vote for political ideals that filter out the tough thinking necessary to be moral people as they vote? Take the time to think deeply about the reasons you vote, and vote for a culture of life. Pro-life advocates outside of Worcester, Massachusetts' abortion business were informed of panic inside the Central Health Center Planned Parenthood as a patient needed emergency service that the clinic was not prepared to provide. Because of situations like this, which are regularly documented by groups like Operation Rescue, pro-life advocates are resistant to suggestions like one at the UN that is now calling for September 28 to be recognized as, their words here, Safe Abortion Day. Pro-abortion groups behind such ideas clearly ignore health risks ranging from botched abortions to a myriad of chronic medical and mental health problems linked to abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.